The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited to dine at his home, he entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools, did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back, everybody. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven, he says somehow it's going to be like a great banquet. The union between God and man, the union between heaven and earth, somehow it's going to be like a great big table fellowship. The rift between heaven and earth, between God and man, that all started with a bad meal, didn't it? You can think of the Garden of Eden as being like a bad meal that caused that rift. And the healing of that rift began with the Last Supper. So it shouldn't be a surprise to us, you know, when we realize that Jesus uses banquets and meals here in the Scriptures to teach some of his most important lessons. There's 11 banquet scenes in all the Gospels, and Jesus uses them to teach some of his most important lessons, just like he does today, when he deliberately skips the Jewish ceremonial washings before a meal. Now, there were these ceremonial washings, and I'll describe them to you someday, but they didn't have anything to do with health or safety or anything of that sort. It was entirely based on tradition. So Jesus deliberately skips them, causing a minor crisis to reveal rather a major problem, the problem of hypocrisy, both in the Pharisees and in us, the problem of appearing to be one thing on the outside while being something entirely different on the inside. So big a problem is this that Jesus says to the Pharisees, and let's be honest, he says it to us too. He says, "You fools." Interesting word, fools. Go through the Bible and you'll find that the word fool is used to describe somebody who commits big sins and has great evil. Pharisee was just mad Jesus didn't perform the ceremonial washing before a meal. What's so evil about that? You want to know what's so evil about that? It's that all evil and all sin begin in the hidden recesses of our hearts where we think God can't see just because everybody else can't see. So here's what Jesus does today. He gives us a healing for this inner brokenness that's in all of us, something that we don't often hear very much about. He says, "Give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." Now here's something we don't hear very much about, and that is the role of almsgiving in purifying our souls. It's all throughout the Bible. Saints talk about it up and down the centuries. The power of giving alms to set right what's wrong within us. It's in the book of Revelation. It's here in the Gospel of Luke. It's in the Acts of the Apostles. It's in Sirach. It's in Proverbs. It's in Tobit. All up and down the Bible, it mentions this great power. However, it's important to note, the New Testament makes no distinction between giving and giving from the heart. In fact, it even uses the exact same word, elemosune, giving from the heart. It's assumed that you're doing all you're giving from your heart. And I guess that's something that we need to stop and think about, right? That distinction between giving and giving from the heart. The Bible says there's no distinction, but boy, we sure as heck make distinctions, don't we? A little something to think about. Do you go throughout the day giving from the heart, or do you go throughout the day from one task to the next, just completing your next task, living for the weekend, so to speak? Do you give, or do you just carry out a task? If you're just carrying out tasks, it's real easy to appear to be one thing on the outside, while appearing to be something very, very different on the inside. There's a principle in philosophy, operatio sequitur esse. Literally, it means that your actions flow out of your being. That's a fancy way of saying that you can fool some people some of the time, but eventually people can see right through you. Eventually people can tell what our deepest motives are. So, you know, here's an invitation to set it right. Not just in almsgiving, which we should be doing anyway, but in making every act of our day an act of giving from the heart, and an act of almsgiving. Are you a minimalist when it comes to giving to other people, but a maximizer when it comes to giving to yourself? A little message from our Lord to each one of us today. Second Vatican Council says, man discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. In other words, when we give, we become who we were truly meant to be. Or as our Lord puts it, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. Amen.